Leads the way, Castaway is second, Rhythm of the Rain is third, Go Away Little Girl, All Right, Okay You Win is number five, Proud is sixth, Lone Teen Ranger, Walk Like a Man, Little Town Flirt, and Walk Right In. That's the lineup of the first 10 tunes. And I know you're pretty good at finding things, but
if you had to, could you put your hands right on your income tax records? Do you know what you did with your will or the family birth certificates? Are all your important personal papers and irreplaceable heirlooms safe at all times? If your answer to any of these questions is no, maybe you need a safe deposit box at the Genesee Valley Union Trust Company. Your safe deposit box stays on the job, guarding your valuables when you're away. It protects them when you're asleep. When you forget, your safe deposit box remembers, because it keeps your property all together in one safe place. It helps give you peace of mind in case of fire or when thieves are around. And for all this protection, your safe deposit box costs you only a few cents a week. Ask about a safe deposit box today at the Genesee Valley Union Trust Company office nearest you. Genesee Valley Union Trust Company is a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
What does a girl...
Hey now, what does a girl do?
What should she
All right.
do?
Marcy Blaine, you tell us.
What does a girl do?
Boom, 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 boom.
What should she do?
I've only known him a short time, it's true.
Dark,
oh.
What does a girl do?
What should I do? How do I know he's not playing a game?
Yeah, now, that's Bobby's girl, Marcy Blaine, and What Does a Girl Do? Well, Browning 1-3000 is the number to call to nominate it to the day's top tune honors, and maybe she'll tell us. Browning 1-3000, that's the number. 22 minutes after 5, time to review the financial doings of the day to keep you among the well-informed. And the market ran its string of daily gains to 6 straight today, as blue chips responded to glowing reports of profits. General Motors reported record annual earnings and touched a new historic high. Sales totaled 4,720,000 shares, with 594 winners against 467 losers. The Associated Press 60 stock average was up $1.50. The closing list of actives found Ford down 1 1/8. Reynolds Metals down a quarter. Gillette up 1. Chrysler up 1 7/8. General Motors up 3/4. Corvette down 1/8. American Photo and American Motors both unchanged. Jersey Standard up 3/8. And Ryder System was up 1 1/4. On the New York bond market, corporate securities were narrowly mixed in quiet trading. U.S. government bonds were unchanged to a little higher in over-the-counter trading. Now for the local quotes from the big board, thanks to Nancy Weaver, who called him in. Bausch was unchanged today, and Bonds was off 3/8. Kodak down 1/4, Dynamics down 1/8, General Sig was up 7/8, Neisner's was up 1/8, Fondler was up 1/2, Ritter down 3/8, Rochester Gas was up 1/2, Rochester Tel was up 1/8, Xerox was up 4 today, Bell and Howell unchanged, and Frieden was up 3/4. The closing Dow Jones averages, 30 industrials at 682.89, up 318 today. Rails were up 17 cents, utilities up 82 cents, and the 65 stock average showed an increase of $1.02. That's the final financial summary from the wires of the Associated Press, and thanks to Nancy Weaver for the local quotes. And all this, we beam you away nightly, just around this hour, here on the Nick Nixon Show, to keep you among the well-informed here at Radio 95 and on WBBF. Say, you know, for only $63 down, $63 a month, Monroe Auto Sales puts you behind the wheel of a Lark. Big riding, big performance, big comfort Lark. Only the price is compact. Trade-in allowance is really big at Monroe Auto Sales, 55 Monroe Avenue, Rochester's big Lark dealer. At the auto show, see Monroe. Here's Ral Donner now. This is Vogel's Pick.
I feel a heartbreak. I feel a pain. I got burned. Now I reckon my brain.
Wonder how you could do this. Leave me missing your sweet kiss. Oh, hey, hey, hey. I got burned, babe.
Don't play with fire. Get burnt.
Wow.
My mama told me.
Wow.
Now I've learned.
Wow. Mess sometimes love is a vicious thing. You leave the pain to a fiery king. Oh, hey, hey, hey.
I got burned by
wow. Wow.
Love makes you happy, but love can be blue.
When
we'll be right back.
Speak to Pop and Mr. Al Donner telling us he got burned. I got burned, and Browning 1-3000, the number to call to name your favorite to today's top $2 as we listen to this little happy conversation.
Quick, what comes to your mind when I say new shape?
Standard dry, naturally, in the new glass can.
And when I say compact?
Glass cans are compact and convenient and no return.
And how many ounces of standard dry in the new glass can?
12 full ounces, protected by real glass.
You certainly are a standard dry girl.
Sure am. Pour two.
Modern eyes for modern living with the original dry standard dry.
27 minutes after 5 now here on the Nick Nixon Show. 3 more minutes before the lines close, so Browning 1-3000 to get your nomination through. And by the way, to enjoy your New York State thruway trip, observe this important safe driving tip. Breakdowns can be a costly nuisance on a trip. Make certain that your car is in top shape mechanically before you start any long thruway journey. Check your lights, brakes, tires, wipers, and fan belt especially. Here we go now with Mr. Roger Williams at the keyboard and the orchestra from out of the album Alcove and the story of San Antonio Rose.
Listen now for the WBBF News.
5:30 WBBF News time. Howard Gates reporting for Columbia Banking, where your money earns a higher rate on insured savings. There's no better place to save. On the Columbia Banking time temperature clock, the current WBBF temperature, 9 degrees, and the capsule forecast, fair and cold tonight. Snow crews are continuing the task of clearing area streets and highways clogged by drifting snow which fell throughout the day yesterday. Several area schools were closed today, and traffic moved at a snail's pace. Road conditions have improved throughout the day, but blowing snow is creating poor visibility in many sections, and motorists are advised to use extreme caution. The Rochester area is in for more of the same, with several inches of new snow due by Wednesday. The Monroe County Airport, hampered during yesterday's storm, has reported normal air service today. Things are much worse in Jefferson County's Watertown. A report from Mike Sinclair in Watertown.
The snow capital of the nation is the nickname being applied to this northern New York community, which has been digging out from under 70 inches of white misery for the past 4 days. Hundreds of residents in rural areas are still isolated by snowdrifts measuring up to 12 feet deep. Snow removal equipment have brought the number of plows to close to 100, but even this staggering number is not enough to open the clogged secondary roads in the interior sections of the Lake Ontario County. Shortages are being reported for the first time since the storm began last Thursday, as farm families begin to feel the pinch of the isolation. Civil defense officials are rushing plows, escorting supply trucks into the disaster areas, carrying milk, bread, and medical provisions to the masses of people who have not seen another human since before the weekend. This is Mike Sinclair reporting from Watertown, New York.
Ministers of the six European Common Market nations met in Brussels tonight to continue the argument for and against British entry into the trade group. The French continue to oppose British entry, and a French spokesman warned newsmen against any optimistic assumption that France will go along with the West German compromise proposal. Negro Harvey Gantt was peaceably enrolled in Clemson College this afternoon, the first break in public school segregation in South Carolina. Strict security measures were imposed as the 20-year-old architectural student was admitted on transfer from Ohio State University. Clemson's president said the college is complying with court orders, but still will press an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court against Gantt's admittance. U.S. Ambassador Foy Kohler left Moscow by plane today to return to Washington, where he is due on Wednesday. Moscow reports said Kohler was carrying a message to President Kennedy from Premier Khrushchev, presumably on the nuclear test ban talks. But State Department News Officer Lincoln White said as far as he knows, Kohler is not bringing any message from Khrushchev. Sharp disagreement with the recommendations of the Diefendorf Committee is today being expressed by a meeting of the Big Six school boards in Albany. The principal objection that the educators apparently have with the economy proposals of the Diefendorf Committee is the fact that they have ignored once again, according to the Big Six, the requests of the large school systems for special treatment in regard to special education. Volunteer firefighters from Barnard and Grease Ridge battled a blaze today that gutted a two-story home at 178 Bone Steel Street in Grease. Barnard Fire Chief Chester Merriman told WBBF News that the fire of undetermined origin swept through the Russell Ives home. There were no injuries reported. And that's a summary of the latest WBBF news, including a recorded report from Watertown. I'll have the weather after this message. Get the new full-profit 4% rate on your saving dollars now at Columbia Banking. Why wait to earn the 4% rate? Columbia is paying the 4% rate on existing and new accounts. Saving anywhere else just doesn't make sense if you aren't earning Columbia's 4% rate. Or if you're still earning anything less, you're actually throwing money away. Step up to Columbia's entirely new 4% rate and get more this year. Put the real difference in your saving dollars. Set your saving by the clocks at Columbia Banking Saving and Loan Association, definitely upstate New York's fastest growing saving institution. On the Columbia Banking time temperature clock, the correct time, 5:35. The weather fair and cold tonight, an overnight low of zero, mostly cloudy tomorrow, an expected high of 25, with snow developing tomorrow afternoon and through the night, several inches likely by Wednesday. The present temperature, 9 degrees, humidity 71%, wind from the west at 12 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure is rising. That's the official forecast. The WBBF weather wardrobe calls for an overcoat and a pair of overshoes this evening. And that's the 5:30 WBBF News. Howard Gates reporting for Columbia Banking Saving and Loan Association at the time temperature clocks in Rochester and nearby Newark.
Sammy Cooke now as we bounce out of bandstand number 11 and send me some lovin'.
Picture. Oh, so blue. I'm here and I'm longing, and I'm waiting for you. I want you to
meet somebody.
Oh, show me some of that loving, baby.
Send it, I pray.
Send it, I
give my life.
Send me some love, and he says, that's Mr. Sammy Cook, and we want to send you on down to Heinrich's. Heinrich Motors invites you to see the biggest array of OK used cars in town. Heinrich's has over 200 outstanding used cars, which live up to every standard you'd expect from a dealer with a more than 40-year reputation for quality and service. Generous trade-in allowance on your car, low rates of the GMAC, and lowest prices make your Heinrich deal a great deal. Pick them now while the prices are the lowest they'll be in 63 at Heinrich Motors, 214 Lake Avenue. Hey now, have you seen any good movies lately? Well, you can see film showings, you know, at the Film Sandwiched-In program tomorrow over at the Rochester Public Library. The popular lunch hour showings of films from the library's collection will feature two excellent films, The Tender Game animation by John Hubley, to music by Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson, plus Circle of the Sun, a visual essay on Western North America's Blood Indians. The film series, sponsored by the Friends of the Rochester Public Library, begins at 12:13 and ends at 12:50 each Tuesday noon from now through March. You can order a box lunch by calling the library before 9:30 Tuesday mornings. Plan now to attend Films Sandwiched In at the Rochester Public Library.
Yeah.
Eric, Connie Francis, and I'm going to be warm this winter. We're on bandstand number 11, and I was wondering if you were one of those thousands of Rochesterians taking courses in the evening session at the University of Rochester. Well, if you are, then you probably know how satisfying and exciting these courses can be. If you're not already enrolled in the university's evening session, a new semester begins soon, and you can register now. Keep pace with others in your profession. Keep up with what's going on in the world. You know, there are courses available to you in the colleges of business, business administration, education, engineering, in the sciences, humanities, and social sciences. Registration is in the men's gymnasium right next to Fawver Stadium, and you may register between 3 and 8, up until 8 o'clock tonight, and again between 3 and 8 tomorrow. Classes begin Wednesday, so get on over there. The present temperature at 9 degrees as we move on over with Joe Harnell's orchestra and Fly Me to the Moon in, of course.